Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I am the Small Business Advocate. There is no other. Jim Alampi is our guest. He's our new friend, soon to be old friend, though. We got a lot to learn from Jim. We're going to get him back as often as he'll come back and teach us some stuff. Folks, he's got a great, significant background in corporate America, running companies large and small. And now he works with smaller companies, but not tiny ones. He works very hard to help them maximize the execution that they're attempting. His new book is called Great to Excellent. It's the execution, overcoming the natural barriers to profitable company growth. And this is something, Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. This thing that you're talking about is where small business owners are right now. They've made it through 2008 and 2009. They're trying to grow their business in a tough economy. And they're trying to decide, where do we put our resources? How much risk do I take? What's the next shoe that's going to drop? And so I'm glad you're here. You're here at a good time. In the previous segment, you said one of the barriers to growth is breaking through that $1 million revenue mark. And I agree with that. What's the second one?
Typically about $10 million, Jim, with maybe 50 to 75 employees. And it's really more about the number of employees, the complexity of running an organization, than it is just pure revenue.
And the third one?
Typically about $50 million in revenue and maybe 200 to 400 employees. And that's the real killer. You know, getting from that $10 million to $50 million or 50 employees to 200 employees, that is a stage where the CEO really has to re-examine everything that they did to get to $10 million and figure out which of those things will contribute to getting to 50 and which things do they have to stop doing.
Now, each one of these are plateaus, aren't they? Each one of these are infrastructure management, personnel numbers, but personnel capability and management sophistication. Each one of these you're getting to a point where, I think what you're saying then is if you're at 10 million, if you grow to 25 million, then you're going to be, you know, you almost are better off to either stay closer to 10 or get on up to 50. What do you think?
I think those are the options for sure. One of the things I hear from CEOs regularly is, why do I have to grow my business? Who said that that's something I want to do? Maybe I want it to be a lifestyle.
What do
business.
You tell them?
I tell them that it's the thing that kids learn when they play video games the first time. The guy that stands still gets killed first. So I have never found standing still to be one of the great business strategies.
Right,
you know,
right.
If you're standing still, somebody's actually going by you. You're actually going backward.
Well, you know, you're right. Now, but now the truth is, there was a time when that was a model you could follow, wasn't it?
There was a time,
maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago, when you could stay with the same number of employees, you could stay about the same, and you could wallow out a little niche in a market and hang in there. Today's not like that, is it?
No, because the pressures from every direction, the economy, when you stand still, you're really going, somebody's probably going past you, so you're actually going backward.
Right, right. Yeah, and especially with the competitive pressures today aren't even coming from competitors. Some of the competitive pressure are coming from new innovations that are disrupting markets.
And Jim, you're right. That's the hardest part, I think, for entrepreneurs. They need to really be careful and pick the things they will do and the things they won't do. That, you know, bright, shiny object syndrome of chasing every new opportunity can be a killer because it dilutes the company's strengths and it spreads people over things that perhaps they're not even good at. There's a chapter in Great to Excellent that's called A Stop Doing List is More Important Than Any To-Do List.
Huh.
And that's really true, and most companies don't think.
Give us an example of a stop, something to stop.
CEO corrects Excel spreadsheets that his administrative assistant sends him because she makes errors and he's not willing to hold her accountable for the quality of the work.
Right, right, right.
You know, at CEO level, you don't have time to be building spreadsheets. You can review and analyze. That's a value add, but building has no value.
Yeah. You got to become a professional delegator, and you got to hold people accountable for what you delegate. I have one of the things I say around here a lot, Jim, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. In other words, if you're build battleships, it's okay to be in love with being in the battleship industry, but it's not okay to be in love with how you make, deliver, and serve, or whatever you're doing with your customers. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great point, and it means that I need to constantly reevaluate the how. You know, in startup mode, I may have been putting plating on the battleship, but at some point, as I become the CEO, I'm the admiral that should be up on the bridge watching and guiding and delegating and coaching and mentoring people for them to do those jobs.
Well, and maybe, yeah, exactly. And maybe you're still in the battleship industry, but you're not building battleships anymore. You're just consulting about battleships. I mean, you never know. It's if you have an industry that you're good at, you don't have to leave that, but you got to keep up with where the market's going. And that's kind of what I mean by that. Jim, I need your website again, please.
www.theexecutionmaximizer.com.
And that's how they can find the book. It's also available wherever books are sold, right?
It's Amazon, Nook, all of the typical places.
Great to excellent. It's The Execution by Jim Alampi, Alampi. Hey, Jim, will you come back again another day?
I'd be happy to, Jim. Thank you.
You've got lots to teach us. We'll look forward to having you back.
Gotta go
for just a few minutes. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.